Today on More to Life, the gift of gratitude. As we prepare for Thanksgiving, call and tell us about the people you are most grateful for. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And I am Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, the gift of gratitude. As we prepare for Thanksgiving, we're asking you to call up and tell us about the people you're most grateful for. You know, who are those folks who've blessed you in some way this year? Maybe someone who's really shown you God's love or made a difference in your life. Someone who's supported you through a difficult time or whose friendship has meant a lot to you. We want to celebrate the gifts God has given us in the people He's placed in our lives. So we'll celebrate Thanksgiving a little early today by giving thanks for the people that God has given us. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
I think this is an important thing to do together for a couple of reasons. The first one being, a lot of us get kind of grumpy around this time of year, especially Thanksgiving, as it has less of the, bear with me here, in terms of the world, the razzle-dazzle of everything, right? But it does have those people that kind of drive us crazy sometimes. You know, that uncle that every time he comes to Thanksgiving gives you a hard time, or the, you know, whoever those people are. It can make us kind of grumpy. We don't want to deal with it. But when we can flip our minds to the people we are grateful for, whether they're going to be around our Thanksgiving table or not, that allows us to come into a place of peace, of true gratitude, of being able to be kinder and nicer because we're acknowledging that these people have blessed us in some way. But even more important than that, it allows us to affirm to ourselves and to God Himself that it is God putting these people in our lives, giving us these moments of people who have blessed us in some way, shape, or form. It's not happenstance. People didn't just bump into our lives and do something nice for us. When we have that experience, it really is God showing up. And that is a very important thing to affirm to ourselves, to our own souls. It connects us more closely to God. And yeah, it connects us more closely to each other. And it also makes us stop and think, well, if these people have blessed us, how can I pay that forward? How can I be a blessing as well? Because these people have meant so much to me. So we want you to share this with us today so we can all get in that place of acknowledging God and the people He has blessed us with in our lives so we can all turn our hearts and minds towards those blessings and the one who's given them to us. Give us a call today on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, there was an interesting study that was done by the University of Texas in Austin and the University of Chicago that looked at writing thank you notes. And what they found was that the people writing the notes seriously underestimated how much of an impact those notes of gratitude would have on the recipients of those notes. Oh. And also just how impactful those little acts of gratitude were to the people who received those notes. Other research shows that being in the habit of expressing gratitude to the people in our lives can increase our happiness set point by up to 30%. Now, what that means, a happiness set point is basically the amount of happiness you experience on average. And that is remarkably consistent. So, for example, research shows that within 6 months of either a major windfall, like, for example, winning the lottery, or even a major setback, you know, a person will return to their happiness set point within like that within 6 months, whatever that is. And it's very hard to raise that happiness set point. But gratitude, and especially gratitude for the people in our lives, when we make a habit of expressing that thanks to the people around us, it does tend to make us happier in general. So there is both the benefit to the person that we're expressing that gratitude for, and to ourselves as well. And so we are asking you, who are the people that you are most thankful for as we head into Thanksgiving? Is there a person who's blessed you in some way, who's really shown you God's love, or made some difference in your life? Someone who supported you through a difficult time, or whose friendship has meant a lot to you? We want to celebrate the gift that God has given us and the people that He's placed in our lives, whether that's your spouse, or your younger or adult children, a friend, a family member, but somebody who has really touched you.
Your parish priest, or somebody who you have really been touched by in terms of how they've affected your family, so your child's teacher who've gotten them through that really hard time, or somebody that you know in your community that's made things better, and you want to make sure that you're acknowledging them. And the lovely thing about that is that because this show later becomes a podcast, if you call in today at 877-573-7825, you can then gift them with that message and let them know, hey, you know, you want to listen to more that More to Life podcast because there's something on there for you. And then you can surprise them with your gratitude for them in your life and make their holiday season a whole lot better.
877-573-7825. Who are you grateful for this Thanksgiving season? Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And, you know, you might be wondering, well, you know, how can this theology thing relate to this whole question of gratitude? Well, actually, it ties in a lot. And St. John Paul, when he was Pope, basically asked a huge question. He said, if we take a look at everything that God's given us, whether that's creation, scripture, salvation, history, if we look at all of it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for human flourishing and happy, healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
And people can often feel awkward expressing gratitude to others. You know, they're afraid they're going to sound silly or overly sentimental.
I think you're right, but, you know, that awkwardness is interesting because the theology of the body reminds us that we literally were made to be gifts to one another. And when somebody gives us a gift, even a small one, the appropriate response is to say, thank you. Gratitude affirms the dignity of the giver.
It's one of the most concrete ways Christians love one another. When we tell someone they're important or treasured, we're actually living out our calling, affirming the gift God created each person to be, and affirming that it is God that is blessing us and moving in our lives through these people.
Exactly. So today, you know, one small act of gratitude can be our way of stepping into that mission. You know, tell your spouse how much you appreciate their patience, your kids, that you notice the effort that they've put in. Thank your coworker for the little things they do that make your day easier.
And part of that is recognizing the gift. You know, we often think, oh, they're just doing their job, or that's just what they're supposed to do. But not everyone does what they're supposed to do. When someone shows up, contributes, or tries to do what's right, that effort deserves acknowledgement.
You know, in a world where people are treated like objects pretty habitually, Christians have a special gift, a duty, if you will, to remind each other of their worth. And a simple thank you and a smile can shine the light of Christ into someone's day.
And the bonus? Gratitude, as you were saying, Greg, does make us happier, too. You know, we were talking about the research shows that making a habit of expressing our gratitude to others can raise that happiness set point by 30%. So expressing gratitude blesses others and transforms us.
So gratitude is God's recipe for joy and connection. So why not start today? Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us who you're grateful for.
You know, one of the things that so many people are encouraging now is for everybody to write a gratitude list every night before you go to bed or every morning when you get up, so that you start with your mind in a place of feeling blessed and loved and empowered, because it's too easy to just focus on all the negative in life. But when we write these things down, it helps our whole day, our whole demeanor. Well, how much more so when we speak it out loud, when we put it out there, share it with others, especially the people we're grateful for, but into the world so that other people can reframe their minds. In a time where every time you listen to secular news, you're hearing something negative that's tearing us down, let's be truly Christian in this and encourage each other by giving gratitude to those people about those things and to God himself. And let's do that together today. Give us a call on More to Life at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take all of this to the Lord, and we'll thank him for giving us these people to be thankful for. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence, and we thank you for the people that you've placed in our life, our spouse, our children, our family, our friends, the people in our parish, the people who have been a blessing to us, who have revealed your love to us in big and small ways, the people who have stood with us through difficult times, the people that celebrate our joys, the people who walk with us every day and just make our lives brighter for their presence. Help us to remember to celebrate the gift that each person is in our life and to be a gift to others by acknowledging with our gratitude and our affirmations the ways that the people you've given to us have blessed us. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the show is titled The Gift of Gratitude, and as we prepare for Thanksgiving, we're asking you to call up and share, who are the people that you are most grateful for? You know, is there somebody in particular who's blessed you in some way this year? Someone who's really shown you God's love, or made a difference in your life in some big or small way? Someone who's supported you through a difficult time, who's been there to celebrate a good thing with you, whose friendship has meant a lot to you. Whether that's your spouse or your kids, a family member, a friend, coworker, we want to help celebrate the gifts that God has given us in the people that he's placed in our lives. So give us a call and let's celebrate those gifts that God has given you in the people around you. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Well, I want to personally start this off because I'm feeling incredibly, I'm going to tear up. I'm feeling incredibly blessed this week because somebody that I have mentioned here on the show before, my godmother, who has been in my life since I was a teenager and transformed my life. I would not be Catholic if it wasn't for her. You know, I was baptized Catholic as a baby, but that's sort of where it ended. And she took me through this transformative experience in my life. She has been there for all of these years for me. And recently, this year, she's been battling cancer. And she has been just an amazing witness to how to do that with grace and with faith. And just this past few days, she called and got the results back, and she is 100% cancer-free. And I've had a lot of people out there praying for her, and if you happen to be one of them, because I had mentioned asking people to pray for her on a show one day, I am beyond thrilled that she is doing well, that she is strong, that she is vibrant. I'm grateful for her surgeon, who's been beyond amazing through this entire thing and has really treated her like a human being and listened to her and respected her through it all. And very, very grateful to God for this amazing miracle and that I can have her in my life a while longer, because she's a woman that I love with all my heart, and I'm just so grateful for her and so grateful for the miracle that God's given us.
Well, that's a very that's a very profound, I think, gratitude that you have for her, since like she's been a huge part of your life. You were a teenager. I want to give thanks for actually a group of people that I was with last night. Where I love singing.
Yes, you
I
do.
Love, and I love especially Christmas caroling, and I rarely get to do it. But this year I had the opportunity to put together a caroling group, and regular listeners have heard me mention, I sing with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, which performs with the Pittsburgh Symphony, and we're getting ready to do the holiday pops and all that
stuff. Yeah, it's an exciting time.
But I was able to get together a group of singers who were very, very busy this time. These are people,
a lot
of these are professionals.
People, a lot of church singers, very, very busy folks.
And they all volunteered to do a caroling thing with me, and we got together last night for a practice, and they gave their time for that. And it was just a really fun evening, just practicing and having that fellowship, and I was really very grateful that they were willing to kind of volunteer their time for this thing that I love to do.
It's a very loving thing.
Again, it's a very busy time for them, and they didn't need to do that. They got lots of other things going on. So I was very grateful for their presence in my life, and grateful for that gift of music. We're asking you to call up and share, who are you grateful for? 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Lydia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi, Lydia. Welcome to More to Life. Who are you grateful for this Thanksgiving season?
First of all, I want to say good morning, and I want to say thank you to you two.
Thank you.
And Guadalupe Radio. Y'all have really changed my life. In the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, in all kinds of ways, I listened to y'all during my work from morning, 6:30 in the morning, or 6, because with Morning Joe, all the way to noon. And y'all just have touched me in such big ways. But the other one that I also am grateful for is for the Slayton. It's in Slayton, Texas. It's called the Mercy Retreat Center. They have done such a great job of not just only blessing me, but blessing a lot, lots of people. Father Joe James has been a godsend to a lot of people that he has touched. He has already turned 90 or 92. I don't even remember. And
a long life serving the Lord.
Yes, over 50 years.
And
for Mark Muir and his wife, Gail, that run the retreat center and has done God's work and been a good servant to everybody that comes around. They hold retreats there of all kinds.
Well, Lydia, I got to hop in because we have to go to our break, but I want to thank you for calling in and for those beautiful messages of support and your gratitude to Guadalupe Radio. We are certainly grateful to Guadalupe Radio for all of their work building the kingdom, and then the Slayton Mercy Retreat Center as well.
God bless you.
Take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with you about who you're grateful for and who are the people who have blessed you in your life. We'll also be joined by Bill Donahue of the Theology of the Body Institute, for whose work we are also grateful. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
As we approach Thanksgiving, a time to gather with loved ones, we're reminded of our responsibility to safeguard their future. Life's uncertainties can arise without warning, and without a clear legal plan, your wishes may go unfulfilled, leaving your family unprotected. At mycatholicwill.com/ave, you can create your will at no cost for the privacy of your home. The process is straightforward. Go to mycatholicwill.com/AVE and prioritize your family's peace of mind.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled The Gift of Gratitude. As we prepare for Thanksgiving, we want you to call up and tell us about the people that you are most grateful for. Who are those people who have blessed you in some way this year? Let's celebrate the gifts that those people are. 877-573-7825. One of the people that we're grateful for is Bill Donahue and the Theology of the Body Institute, which is really doing great work to build the kingdom by sharing the message of the Theology of the Body. Hey, Bill, welcome to More to Life.
Hey, good morning to two people I also am grateful for who are doing the same thing.
Aw, shucks. Thank you, Bill. Well, you know, here's kind of a funny introduction to this. You know, growing up, I would often hear, it's like, oh, he thinks he's God's gift to the world. Not me, you know, personally, but the people. As if that was kind of a bad thing. But, you know, the theology of the body does tell us that every person is meant to be God's gift to the world.
Absolutely. I love how you just reframed that, Greg. That was good. Yes, well, I'll certainly say, you know, it's because of the gift of John Paul II and this amazing teaching that we are connected and that your ministry and us at the Institute have been connected to thousands of people. And I'll just say that is what I'm most grateful for this myriad of faces and names across the planet. And you guys as well that have, you know, through this ministry, through the radio, through all the work you do, it's unbelievable, this whole mosaic of humanity. So I'm sitting back and just because of your theme this morning, I'm so grateful for so many faces and names that have come about because John Paul has taught us that we are each God's gift to the world.
And he really has linked just the world to each other in a way that needed to happen in our modern world, didn't he?
Yes, absolutely. And I think is really the antidote to the fact that we're so connected at one level, but so disconnected at the deepest level. This teaching is the deeper level. This is the way. It's recognizing that everybody is truly gift. They're unique, their experiences, their stories, and just to rest in that. You know, I love Thanksgiving, too, because it's a four-day weekend. Just be there. Just eat, drink, and be merry. But let's all use it as an opportunity to think about all the different sort of flavors of personalities that are in our lives. Some are a little spicier than others, granted. but all these flavors are gift, and we should just spend this time grateful for that gift. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, being able to acknowledge, you know, as we're talking about today, that the people in our lives are gift. I mean, so often we think of, you know, the irritating things that these people do, or the ways that we're inconvenienced, or you know, when we're, you know, frustrated about this or that or the other thing. And that's, you know, that's fine. Those are, we work through all that stuff. But underneath it all, they're in our life because we've chosen to share our life with them, and they've chosen to share their life with us. And that in and of itself is a gift. And this time where there are so many people who are lonely, there's this epidemic of loneliness. The fact that you know, we have any people in our lives who give their time and their energy and their gifts to us is really a gift that I think deserves to be acknowledged. And St. John Paul was I think a genius in pointing that out.
Amen. The risk is that we could be, you know, challenged, pushed. We could have that real struggle in our own self with our own ego, but that's the beauty too, is that everybody is shaping us by the gift of who they are to become better, to become more human,
yes,
to become more authentic. So let's let it kind of just be vulnerable, be open, and let the gift speak. Let the Lord speak through every different personality we encounter, and have that posture of humble gratitude.
Well, Bill, thank you for being a gift to us and all of our listeners. Thank you for all the good work that the Theology of the Body Institute does. What a gift you are to the church. And we hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving with you and your family.
Thanks. You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
God bless.
And we are taking your calls, listeners, today on our show titled The Gift of Gratitude as we prepare for Thanksgiving. Call up and share, who are the people that you are most grateful for? You know, is there a person who has blessed you in some way this year? Somebody who's really shown you God's love or made a difference in your life? Somebody who's supported you through a difficult time, or who has celebrated a wonderful situation with you, whose friendship has been a lot to you? We're celebrating the gifts that God has given us and the people he's placed in our lives. 877-573-7825. Back in a minute with your calls.
Steve and Janet Ray here, announcing our pilgrimage to charming Ireland and its rich Catholic heritage. The shrines are nestled in the quaint Emerald Isle. Lovely people, marvelous food, sweeping vistas. Everyone's favorite is Mass at Our Lady of Knock and its Eucharistic apparition. We hope you can join us in August, along with our Irish chaplain, Father James Conlon.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
The Catholic Church teaches that Jesus Christ is literally and wholly present, body and blood, soul and divinity, under the appearances of bread and wine. Feeding 5,000 from a boy's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, as recorded in John chapter 6, is quite a miracle. Yet the next day, Jesus downplays it in verse 27. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. Likewise, God's provision of manna to the Israelites in the desert was also a great miracle, yet Jesus similarly downplays it in verse 49. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. Jesus is clearly stating that his Eucharist is greater than both of these amazing miracles, and the Catholic Church absolutely takes him at his word. Examining the truths of the Catholic faith, this is faithforensics.org.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When children get to about age 10, they're much less naturally inclined to do something because their mom and dad said so. This isn't defiance. It represents the fact that their brains have developed to the point that they need to understand why they're doing something, not because they want to challenge your authority, but because they have a God-given need to learn how to apply the lessons you're trying to teach them when you aren't there to tell them what to do. Kids raised with punishment-oriented strategies tend not to learn to think for themselves. They're effectively taught to follow the lead of the most commanding presence in the room. That might be okay when we're in the room with them, but when we're not, it sets our kids up to follow other leaders
who have anything but their best interests in mind. How can you raise kids who know how to choose to do the right thing even when you're not around to make it happen? Check out Parenting Your Kids with Grace or visit CatholicHOM.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled The Gift of Gratitude. As we prepare for the Thanksgiving holiday, we're asking you to call up and share both who and what you're most grateful for this season. Is there a person who's blessed you in some way this year? Someone who's really shown you God's love or made a difference in your life? Somebody who's supported you through a difficult time or whose friendship has meant a lot to you? Is there a blessing that you've experienced that you'd like to praise God for? Let's talk about all those things that are gifts to us in this season of Thanksgiving. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Mary, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas.
Hi, Mary. Welcome to More to Life. Who are you thankful for?
Well, I'm going to say my call is rather redundant now after your previous conversation, because I was going to say that it has been through my 70-plus years learning to look for the deeper purpose of God. Through everything.
I don't think that's redundant at all. Please go on, Mary.
Well, not to ask why, you know, why is this difficult person in my life? Why? But what, Lord? Because his purpose is to draw all souls to himself. Mm. And what is my purpose in loving God, loving others, loving myself? And to frame everything, every circumstance within that point of view, and to be able to thank God for difficult situations that force me to the cross, that draw me closer to Him so that I can share His love and the fruit of His Spirit with whatever the circumstance. So I am grateful for all the beautiful people and the just the incredible revelation of himself through other folks who meet, but also for the quote-unquote difficult times that have forced me even closer to the cross to manifest his ultimate purpose of loving him, loving others, and loving
you know,
myself.
Mary, I think that is so incredibly wise. And I, as you're talking about this, and I'm sure there are a lot of our listeners who go, that's nice that Mary feels that way, but I'm really struggling with that. And to all of us who have those moments of difficult situations, difficult people, and aren't quite sure how to join that or become closer to Jesus through it, I would really say this is one of the blessings of the Holy Rosary. Because when we don't just say the words of the rosary, but really meditate on each of those mysteries, we see that there's really nothing that we go through, including incredibly difficult people, that Jesus and Mary didn't go through as well in one way or the other. And so when we take time to really meditate on that, we have that grace poured out into our hearts and our minds to be able to say, oh, wait a minute. You know, this is how Jesus handled this. This is how Our Lady handled this. This is how the disciples handled this. And that opens our hearts and our minds to be able to, as you said, draw closer to the cross, draw closer to the Lord, and realize He hasn't left us. Through His incarnate experience, He's experienced it all with us so that we can know that He's walking closely with us. So, Mary, a wonderful reminder. Thank you so much. We're grateful for you today. So grateful.
And, you know, as we reflect on this, I think this is a uniquely Catholic insight that a lot of other Christians kind of don't have. You know, because, of course, none of us wants to suffer. None of us wants bad things to happen. And even, you know, even with Mary's sharing, she's not saying she's happy that bad things are happening or that there are difficult people per se. But it's the fact that
when we encounter these things, I mean, you know, look, I mean, I do ministry for a living, right? This is my life, right? And even I forget to go to God with whatever, right? You know, I sometimes I just try to power through on my own.
We all have those moments,
but whenever
whenever
I hit that wall and I'm going through a difficult time, I'm reminded I can't do this on my own. I need the Lord, and so in that sense, we are grateful for the fact that these difficult people and hardships bring us back to God and remind us to be vulnerable and to be open to His grace and to give Him the opportunity to work with us and in us and through us in some really powerful and beautiful ways. And I can, as I look back over my life, I can see that the times when I've experienced God's power and presence most profoundly were through difficult times or in relationships with difficult people. And so, you know, Mary bringing that up is really an important thing.
It is. It's to know that we're never alone. Because as you were saying earlier, Greg, there's this epidemic, and it really is true, an epidemic of loneliness now. But we never have to be lonely when we're walking with Christ. He's always, always there with us, as is the entire communion of saints. So very important reminders today, Mary. Thank you.
And with that, let's go to Sherry, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Missouri on Covenant Catholic Radio. Hey, Sherry, who are you grateful for?
Hi.
Hi.
So I know at one point you said someone that we're thankful for this year. But,
yeah, well, for whenever.
Okay, good. I want to thank God for my high school math teacher, algebra teacher, Mr. Oberg, Mr. Ronald.
Okay, please
Oberg,
tell us why, because a lot of people just want, I would never be grateful for my algebra teacher. So who was this special person?
Right. So Mr. Oberg, I had a math anxiety, and I had terrible, terrible trouble doing math, and like all my homework, you know, I'd freeze up. I couldn't do it. It was always wrong. My testing was horrible. So he suggested that I stay after school with him for an hour Monday through Thursday every week.
Wow.
And he would help me one-on-one, just the two of us. And I would do all my stuff on the board. He would walk me through it. He'd talk me through all the, you know, first, inside, outside, last. I remember that, like this, how you're supposed to
yes.
do your algebra thing.
That whole foil thing, yep. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So we're doing that, and like we went through a whole semester, my whole last semester of my senior year doing that. And so it comes time to find out what my grade's going to be. This is our last, like, extra time together before graduation. And he said, "You are doing so great when you're in here. You're getting it. You're understanding what I'm saying. I can see, you know, how you're working it out and you're doing it. But your homework and your test, you're still basically screwing them up." He said, "You got your work reflects an F," and I was crushed.
Oh.
I'm like, "Oh man, I don't understand." So, he said, "But I think that what you've done here, and you're trying so hard. I just think you. I'm not sure where the disconnect is, because you can do it here with me, but you can't do it on your own. So I'm going to give you a D so that you can still graduate."
Oh, wow.
Which he did. And I love him for that. And I love him for I'm sorry, I'm going to cry now.
Oh, I understand.
For taking the time with me and caring enough, you know, and giving up his time.
Yes.
After school to help me do that. And I'm just so thankful for him. And then I just found out recently that he's passed away years ago. I know, I wish I'd known years ago. I maybe could have gone to his service, but yeah. So I'm so thankful for that math teacher.
Oh, definitely. You know, when people show us kindness and mercy in a way that can transform our lives for the better, as your algebra teacher did, You're testifying to it now. It makes a lifelong difference in people's lives. And I'm so glad you called in with this message, because I truly believe that somebody will hear it today and give somebody else mercy and grace and a little extra attention today and from here on in, because they heard how much of an effect that good man's life had on yours.
Well, I got to say, Sherry, I had a similar experience in college with anatomy and physiology. And anytime I would look at anything under the microscope, it all looked like spaghetti to me. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what anything was, and I was struggling.
There was
so
nothing
hard.
Harder in the world than anatomy and physiology at Franciscan University.
Well,
for
me anyway. I mean, there are some people who are really gifted at that, but honestly, I mean, it was a required course for psychology, and I almost dropped the major because I just couldn't do it. And Mr. Bessler was very kind and really kind of helped me get through that class passed me by some magic. I don't know.
So grateful he did, because here
stuck
you
with
sit.
It and so thank you, Mr. Bessler, and all the other teachers who were a blessing to me in my academic career, which was spotty at various times.
We all have those courses we struggled with.
For sure. Well, we got to go to break, but we are continuing to take your calls on our show titled The Gift of Gratitude as we prepare for Thanksgiving. Call and tell us who you are most thankful for. You know, is there a person who's blessed you in some important way? Someone who's shown you God's love, made a difference in your life? Someone who's supported you through a difficult time, or whose friendship has meant a lot to you? Whether that's your spouse or your younger or adult children, a friend or a family member, we want to celebrate the gifts that God has given us in the people that He has placed in our lives. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Philippians chapter 1, verse 3.
I thank God every time I remember you.
It's St. Paul. And what a beautiful, simple expression of gratitude, and what a blessing to receive that.
I want to emphasize here, because we are all going through something all the time, right? There's always something. But St. Paul, oh man, he went through it all the persecutions, the shipwrecks, the jail time. For him to take time to say to someone, I thank God every time I remember you. If anybody could just say, no, this is too hard, I'm in a cranky mood, I'm just trying to get through this experience. But no, he remembered how important it is to thank God for the people who are the blessings in our lives.
Amen. So who are the people that make you thank God every time you remember them? Call up and share at 877-573-7825. We'll be back with more of your calls about gratitude when More to Life continues after the break.
Hi, I'm Angie. Did you know a billboard can save a baby's life? It's true. You can make a difference this holiday by helping us spread the pro-life message to reach those who are struggling with an unplanned pregnancy. Our billboards and ads feature our 800 hotline for help, which connects people to pro-life centers nationwide that can assist with free medical help, baby supplies, and more. Won't you join us in this season of giving? Please make a gift today. Visit ProLifeForCrossAmerica.org. That's ProLifeForCrossAmerica.org.
This Ave Maria radio program brought to you in part by the following.
Triumph of the Heart is a film telling the story of St. Maximilian Kolbe's passion.
He knows the rules. I will choose 10 of you to starve until the missing prisoner is found or until death.
I can take this place.
Triumph of the Heart can be streamed at kolbemovie.com. That's K-O-L-B-E movie.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed lately, carrying burdens no one else seems to see?
You're not alone. And this Giving Tuesday, Ave Maria Radio wants to offer you a special gift.
On December 2nd, we're dedicating a special Mass and lifting up the prayer intentions of our entire radio family.
You've been there for us, helping us proclaim the gospel and share God's love with others.
And now we want to be there for you.
So visit AveMariaRadio.net to share your prayer requests.
And on December 2nd, let's lift each other up in hope.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled The Gift of Gratitude. And as we prepare for Thanksgiving, we're asking you to call up and tell us about the people that you're most grateful for. 877-573-7825. We actually are having this discussion on the Catholic Home app as well, as we talk about celebrating, you know, our spouse and our children, and just coming up with different ideas in the Catholic Home community for ways to celebrate that. And Kelly, I wanted to share this from Kelly this morning. She wrote, "One way that we do this is by putting up a large banner of paper across our table starting Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I write large, 'Thank you, God, for,' and just leave markers. And the kids write all kinds of things that they're thankful for. It gives me a chance to thank God for each child and the people and the things or events who've affected us in the last year." What a great idea, Kelly. Thank you so much for that suggestion, and we recommend it to all of our listeners as well.
I love how easy it is, because, you know, moms are so busy this time of year, and often we try to, like, you know, do more crafty things, like, you know, put up a Thanksgiving tree and you know, leaves go up for each thing. And it's wonderful, but it can tap us out. I love this. It's just right there. The markers are right there. I'm gonna put a suggestion for any mom who thinks this is a great idea. Washable markers.
There you go.
One of the greatest, our neighbor, when our kids were just coming into the world, said, don't have any markers in your house that are permanent. Always washable markers. And I thank her from the bottom of my heart, because you don't want your couch ruined or your walls ruined. Get those washable markers. Try that, and let's exercise some gratitude.
Thanks to Kelly on the Catholic Home app for that suggestion. And if you would like more suggestions like that for simple things that we can do every day to have a more loving, connected, and caring Catholic family life, we hope that you'll become subscribers to the Catholic Home app as well. That's Catholic H-O-M. It stands for Households on Mission. And it's a place where Catholic families gather to get parent coaching and tons of creative ideas and resources to help them create a more beautiful, peaceful, loving, joyful domestic church. Check it out, Catholic H-O-M, wherever you get your apps. And with that, we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825 on our show titled The Gift of Gratitude. We're celebrating the people that are God's gift to us.
Let's talk now with Marissa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Marissa, welcome to More to Life. What's going on? Who do you want to thank?
Hi, thank you. I know it sounds a little cliche, but I really want to let everybody know how thankful I am for my mom. She has been put through it this summer. I had a baby midsummer, and she stayed with us and helped us and made us food. Her husband was in and out of the hospital with 3 heart attacks this summer.
Oh,
and
my.
Then her brother in Atlanta, Georgia, had major back surgery. So she was traveling to and from Georgia as well to help take care of him. And she's not the kind of person to reach out and ask for help ever. I know that she probably feels maybe a little lonely in this servitude summer that she's had. But she's really shown me what it means to have the heart of a servant and just show up when people really need you. So maybe you can help me and pray for her, because I don't know if anybody really knows.
Sure. What's her first name?
Sacrifice, Carolyn.
Carolyn, Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn and the blessing that she's been to Marissa, and we thank you for all of the moms out there who have that heart of service and who are really bringing your gift of love to all the people in their lives.
Especially those who are feeling lonely in that service or underappreciated. Strengthen them. Give them your peace and your joy.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Marisa, thank you so much for acknowledging that. And you know, and you started by saying, you know, this is a little cliche. This is what we do. We discount our gratitude by saying, well, this is going to be silly. I think my call is going to be redundant. Or, you know, you were saying, I think this is cliche. Let's not do that. I think that don't discount any act of gratitude, any opportunity to say thank you or what a blessing you are. Or as St. Paul put it in our scripture of the day, I thank God every time I remember you. Don't qualify it. Don't discount it. Don't be embarrassed about it. Just put it out there. I think that's a powerful way that we can be a Christian witness and just remind people of the fact that they are God's gift to us.
Amen. Let's talk now with Bernadette, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania.
Bernadette, who are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for EWTN because my husband had a lot of physical problems. In the last 2 years, he was in a nursing home. And I had to drive back and forth to the nursing home every day, one way, each way. And I would listen to EWTN, and you would bring me so much closer to God. Even though I'm a cradle Catholic, you brought me so much closer, so much more understanding. And I got through these last 2 years. Unfortunately, he passed away in October. But you continue to keep me grounded and reminding me how much God loves us.
Oh, Bernadette.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you for that witness. We're very grateful for you, and we want to thank you for calling up and sharing. And, you know, I have to say, when you've gone, and I'm so sorry for your loss,
but,
you know, when we go through these kinds of things, it's so easy to question our faith, to doubt God's presence.
To feel just beaten up.
Yeah, and that's all natural, and that's part of it. And if listeners, if that's where you're at, that's okay, right? But I want to thank you, Bernadette, for being willing to keep coming back to God in the pain, in the grief, in the struggle, in your presence to your husband, as much as you love him and as much as it was a gift to be there for him. I know it was a challenge as well. And I want to thank you for continuing to come back to the Lord and to keep tuning into EWTN and keep looking for ways to use that experience to draw closer to God, because that's a beautiful witness to everybody who journeyed with you. And also to everybody who listened to your call today. And I want to thank you for calling up and sharing that as well. You're a blessing to us, Bernadette. Thank you. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Today's show, The Gift of Gratitude. Who are you grateful for?
Let's talk with Rosemary, who's listening to EWTN in Florida.
Rosemary, welcome to More to Life. Who are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for my son-in-law. My daughter has always had some kind of illness when, you know, starting, she was allergic to this, allergic, she had, you know, everything else. And he came along, and he is just a blessing. When they were single and they came home from a date, but my husband and I were gone, and she said, I'm going to bed, you can go home. And he would stay there, you know, until my husband and I got home to make sure that she would be okay.
Wow.
They are now married 29 years.
Oh.
And even now she has different complications, but he's always, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better person. I mean, God just put them together.
That's beautiful.
And that's beautiful to hear that you know that you're able to be thankful. We hear all the jokes, right, about how in-laws don't get along and sons-in-law and, you know, whatever, this person isn't good enough for my daughter or whatever. But, you know, to be able to acknowledge what a gift your son-in-law has been both to your daughter and to you, that's a really beautiful thing. And I hope that everybody who's listening, you know, who has a married adult child, you know, will be grateful for that person in their life and can be grateful for that person in their child's life. Yeah, as we're coming into the last few minutes here of the program, I want to thank all of you for tuning in to More to Life and for allowing us every day to walk with you. I can't tell you how blessed we are by your witness, by the calls that you make to the show to ask for help or to share your struggles or to share the blessings, the ways that God has been present to you, even in the difficult times. I want to thank you for allowing us to walk with you in all of this. It's a beautiful thing to be able to be part of all of your lives and to to see you opening up your hearts to our ministry and to God's work. And it's a real gift to us. And so I want to thank you, all of you, for tuning in to More to Life every day and being part of the More to Life community, and for supporting EWTN Catholic Radio. And I would just
and
ask
all of
that
our wonderful affiliates
as we enter into this season of giving, I ask you to please keep your local EWTN Catholic Radio station in your prayers and in your giving as well, so that we can keep EWTN going strong for decades to come and keep supporting you in your journey of faith. Thanks so much for being with us today. If you'd like to learn more about ways that we can support you in having a more powerful and grace-filled marriage, family, or personal life, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We can connect you with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.